you get out of winning these couple games with all the injuries? Is that a huge shot in the arm, confidence-wise, and all that?
I don't know. It's really early in the season. There's a long road to go yet, whether we win or lose. Obviously, we want to win games, and it's a good sign that we are winning with some guys down and with all the travel, but there's a lot left to go.
Jay, what's the kind of the playbook, understanding, knowledge, et cetera, in year two with Mark for you now?
It's better for everybody. Less thinking, more just kind of reacting and moving along with the offense and figuring out what we like and what we dislike from year one to year two. Guys are more comfortable in the spots that they're in.
Would you say things are expanding offensively now?
Yes and no. It's still only year two. I think it's more learning from what we did last year of what we like and what we don't like than saying we're expanding.
Jay, did the game at the end of last season, did it impact the Bears in the off season in one way or another?
Nothing I can really put my finger on. Obviously, we would have loved to have won the game and moved on with our season, but we didn't. And we just kind of had to reload for this year and get ready to go.
You know, at least statistically speaking, your guys' offense hasn't been all that great, at least compared to last year. Is that just one of those deals where it's just early in the season and it's just going to take a while to get everybody going?
Wait, what was the question?
You guys, just statistically speaking, your offense hasn't been as great as it was last year. Is that just one of those deals where it takes a while to get going?
I'm not really concerned with that. We played two really good defenses this past week. Showing us a lot of different looks. We got the victory. We're limiting our turnovers. Those are the two more important things in our mind.
What are your thoughts about playing against Peppers?
He's a good player. Obviously, we know what he's about. He was here for a while. He's still got a lot left in the tank, so it's going to be a challenge for Jordan and Kyle and everybody else to have to block him.
What have you noticed about how they're moving Clay around, and what's that going to do for just your whole recognition process on Sunday, Jay?
Did a good job with him. He's a heck of a player. Causes a lot of disruption. He's super athletic, so they're able to put him at the line of scrimmage, put him at the three technique, put him at linebacker, put him in a nickel look. He's all over the place. So we've got to be mindful of where he's at all times.
You know, I guess along those lines, and you faced Dom's defense a bunch of times now. Is it kind of a different deal preparing for this game, considering they got some schematic changes?
The last kind of 2 weeks, I mean, we've seen, I think, league-wise, defenses are getting a little bit more exotic year in and year out. The last 2 weeks, we've seen some pretty exotic defenses, and this week will be much of the same. They're showing a lot of different looks, a lot of different fronts, and they've got a lot of different coverages behind it. So, from the line to myself to even the receivers, we've got to be on it this week.
Is most of that pre-snap, Jay?
No. They do some stuff at the snap. They cut some coverages. They dropped some defensive end, so they've got a good mix of stuff.
What has this game against the Packers meant to you through your years with the Bears?
It's a storied rivalry. We all know that. Everyone in our locker room knows that. It's a game we need to win for the division. The Packers have dominated the division the last 5, 6, 7 years, so we know what it's about.
Do you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder going against Green Bay, seeing as your last few performances against them haven't been up to your standards?
No.
What does it do for your offense to have a guy like Martellus?
He's came along really nicely for us from last year to this year. He's doing a great job of blocking. I think he's a really hard cover for linebackers and safety. He's such a big target. I'm happy to see us using him a lot more and a lot more different versatile roles for him.
You know, is that kind of like an offense's best friend to have a big athletic tight end like that?
Anytime you got a guy that can work the middle of the field and get open and block for you and stay in and pass protect, he kind of does the whole gamut for us.
One of the Packers, Tremont Williams, he's related to Jordan Mills. I guess what are your thoughts on Mills' play in development for you?
Jordan Mills?
Yeah.
The heck of a player last year as a rookie, him and Kyle both. We got two young guys over there. You know, they're still learning, but very mature. They go about their business on a week-to-week basis. Great. Well, I mean, we have no complaints with them right now.
And once this, I don't know, the offensive line has been hard to establish down there, Jay, over the last couple of years. But once that occurs, give me an idea of how that whole offense could really blossom. I mean, you still are making big plays all the time, but once you get that intact and established, what's it going to mean?
I think last year and this year, both our offensive line, it's probably been the steadiest group that we've had on this offense. You know, in years past, we've had some ups and downs, but last year and this year, that's our you know, that's our bread and butter. Those guys up front, they've done a great job in pass protecting. Last 2 weeks, run wise, we've been a little bit off, but we're going against some defenses that are really getting us to run. So we couldn't be happier with the offensive line that we have.
What's left for you to do in your career, Jay?
You know, you got to win more games, and I think everyone each year is shooting for the Super Bowl. So until we get to that point and are competitive year in, year out, we've got work to do.
I realize he's on the other side of the ball, but you saw a lot of him in practice. Well, did you see this coming from Fuller, what he's done so far for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, day one he came in. He's professional, very mature for a rookie, and he's got very good ball skills and corner skills. He's long, he's a tough kid, he's smart. The future's pretty bright for him.
Just how big of an advantage is it for you guys to have all those tall receivers and the tight end, especially against, you know, guys like Green Bay with a bunch of, you know, 5'11"-ish cornerbacks?
Corners are good, though. They'll come up, they'll jam you, they got really good ball skills, they can run. We like our guys. I mean, Aaron's got some big guys over there, too, with Jordy and stuff. You know, but the small guys, you know, they can get in out of cuts a little bit better. You know, they can win one-on-ones. Our guys aren't those type of guys, though.